Katie Gauss, and she's joining us right now here. She is the Panthers sideline reporter on the television broadcast on Bally Sports Florida. You also know her from FloridaPanthers.com. She does a great job. Katie Gauss, kind enough to take out some time for us tonight as we go through round one of the NHL draft. Katie, how are you this evening, and how are things out at the draft party? Set the scene for us.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, I got to be honest. We got through a little bit of rain, which is typical here in our South Florida weather. But what a setup we've got here. Got to tour a nice little yacht. Certainly showed me the finer ways of living. And it's a beautiful setup here. A lot of fans really excited. A very swanky VIP setting. And we're really looking forward to getting that pick in here shortly. It looks like we're moving right along. Pretty nice pace to this draft, wouldn't you guys say?
Yeah, it certainly is. And Katie, we just had a trade. It looks like the Detroit Red Wings have moved up and made a trade with the Dallas Stars. So they're on the clock right now at number 15. Are you sensing anything either way with you're there with Bill Zito, the Panthers general manager, and all the hockey operations staff, including Roberto Luongo, that any indication that the Panthers will take this pick or they will try and either move up or move down? Have you heard anything on site there at the Fort Lauderdale Yacht Club?
No, so far the buzz has been relatively quiet. The hockey ops crew has their own little setup in an upstairs room, really dialed in. So we haven't gotten any buzz or any indication that at this point there's going to be any movement away from that 24th pick. But things happen fast. The call comes in, and who knows? But we'll keep an eye on it. But so far, looks like we're staying steady at that spot.
Looks like the Red Wings just got the 15th overall pick in exchange for the 23rd pick in the first round, the 48th pick in the second round, and then the 138th overall pick. So Steve Yzerman has something up his sleeve here. You know what I'm thinking here, Randy? You know what I'm thinking here, Katie? I don't want to divert from the conversation too much. I think Steve Yzerman's going for a goaltender right here.
Yeah,
I think they're going to go for the young goaltender, and he's going to try and do what he did with Tampa Bay a few years ago when he grabbed Andrei Vasilevskiy in round one.
Will he take that goaltender from the Edmonton Oil Kings?
He's available. There's also the goaltender out of Sweden, Wallstead, who's available here. So we'll wait and see what happens. But I have an inkling that Steve Yzerman's going to go for a goaltender.
Katie Gauss joins us, and you might have heard her a few times. She does a nice podcast with yours truly around the National Hockey League. Katie, we've had lots of guests on our podcast. And as far as the draft is going so far, we haven't really seen too many surprises. We saw Owen Power going number one. But what was surprising, and just before we had you on, Katie, in our last segment, all the movement, especially defensemen. Oliver Ekman-Larsson goes to Vancouver. Seth Jones is traded to Chicago. Rasmus Ristolainen goes to Philadelphia. Ryan Ellis goes to the Flyers. Jake Bean has just been flipped from Seattle to Columbus. Tyler Pitlick is gone from Seattle to Calgary. Jake Bean goes to Columbus. This is amazing. I've never seen that many defensemen. Are you surprised at the movement that we've seen so far?
You know what? I don't think so. I just think with the new team in the mix, like you mentioned, Seattle kind of getting everybody stirred up into that trade mode. And I mean, we know with the flat cap, teams have had to get a lot more creative with the way that they, you know, they sort of make their deals and maneuver things. And I think the movement is sort of a product of that. You know, the one we just recently saw, Seth Jones heading to Chicago, and what stood out to that trade, That's a nice contract that he got. We're not seeing that kind of big money maybe throwing around as much in recent seasons. So, you know, good on Seth Jones getting a fresh start there with the Blackhawks and making that big contract happen. But agreed, you know, I think that the flat cap and the situation that we've been in with the league, you know, free agency is creeping up. It's just a week from tomorrow on the 28th. So teams trying to make the most and cash in on those players. And like we talk about it all the time, you know, those big moving defensemen, those puck moving defensemen, they're valuable as ever, and not surprised to see that they're definitely being dealt all over the place right now.
Katie Gauss here with us as we cruise along in round one of the NHL Draft 2021 edition, and Well, Katie, I wanted to get some thoughts from you as well on the schedule that came out yesterday for the Panthers. And I know you and I were talking about it a little bit earlier today, but when you glance at the schedule, anything that jumps out at you that's particularly exciting in your mind when you look at the overall schedule for the upcoming season?
Well, you know what? I'm excited about it. Just seeing a new team in the mix, looking forward to, November when the Kraken make their way down to South Florida. Always love to have a new franchise in the mix and get to have that group come down and play in our rink. When you look at the schedule, what's also interesting, and I know players kind of went back and forth on this, was that, you know, we're going back to the old format. No more two games against the same opponent, which I kind of started to enjoy a little bit.
I didn't mind it. Yeah, I didn't mind it.
It wasn't the worst thing in the world, especially if you're traveling, you know, get to spend a little extra time in a city, which hopefully we'll be able to get back on the road this year. But, I just look at those trips out west. I still haven't been able to make my way out to that T-Mobile Arena and see the Vegas Golden Knights production. So I've been eyeing that trip up for a while since I got here. So love to make the move out west and get to experience the game and in some different barns. Because Doug, I know we always joke about it, but you always get your picture taken in front of the Saddle Dome, and I've never been to that rink. So
I love the Saddle Dome.
Anytime I can check a new barn off my list, I'm always looking to do it.
I think I'm the biggest Saddle Dome fan this side of the Mississippi.
Well, at least you're That's a great. Fan. The fans in Calgary don't like that building anymore.
I love the place. I always love my trips to the Saddle Dome. But yeah, always exciting. Every time the schedule comes out, there's just so much to look forward to and so many different aspects to it. Looks like the Red Wings did indeed choose a goaltender with that 15th pick that they acquired, Sebastian Kosa from the Edmonton Oil Kings. So that was the move that Stevie Y just made to go get a goaltender.
Katie, before we let you go, I want to ask you about the Florida Panthers. They lose Chris Drieger. That was expected to the Seattle Kraken. He signs a nice deal there, and good luck to him. But as we turn the corner very quickly, the team is going to be filtering back down here to South Florida and get ready for training camp. And it looks like, barring any blockbuster moves by Bill Zito, the general manager, we're going to see 15, 16, possibly 17 of the players that were on the roster last year that was so exciting, the fourth best record in the NHL, the fifth best home record, and we know how exciting those home games were and the success that the Panthers have. How excited are you that the nucleus of this team that had the success both on and off the ice and the popularity are going to be pretty well intact coming to start next season?
Oh, absolutely, no question. You couldn't be more excited. I think heading into last year with the new GM and a lot of uncertainty, truthfully, with a lot of roster movement, you know, a very big shakeup of the team, to be able to see how well that panned out and now to be, you know, replicating that, like you mentioned, bringing back so many of the same guys for that second year, another year learning the systems under Q, another year having built that chemistry and bonded together. I think the sky is the limit when you have this group that was already gelling and they can pick right up where they left off. Like you said, barring any crazy movement, and we've still got a few guys that are hanging around. Sam Bennett, one that we'd love to see locked in quickly, which I expect that we will. But just, you know, the time is now, and you look at some of the other outstanding contracts, guys that are, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years away from being UFAs. There's never been a better time for this Panthers team to really strike, and I think that they've still got so much excitement and momentum left from that playoff series, and even though it was an early exit given the fact that they had to face off against the eventual Stanley Cup champions, you know, they took a lot of pride in what they were able to do, but they're very hungry, and that's what you want heading into a new season. They didn't have to wait too long. They'll be back on the ice before you know it, and I'm just looking forward to seeing them pick right back up where they left off.
Yeah, Katie, last thing real quick before we let you go. We talked with Billy Lindsay about this a little bit later or a little bit earlier on in the show, and Randy and I talked about it too, but getting back to our Atlantic Division format that we were all so used to, I mean, in your mind, is this the deepest division in the National Hockey League when you look at the Panthers, the Lightning, the Leafs, the Bruins, upstart teams like Ottawa and Detroit who may not be ready to make the playoffs but are certainly going to be more competitive? Montreal just went to the Stanley Cup final. I think when you look top to bottom in that division, it'll be a tough night every single night within the division.
Oh, absolutely. No question. I mean, we saw it this year with the realignment. We were in a very tough spot going back to the regular division in the Atlantic. There are no easy games. I mean, you've got to be winning every single night. You know, you've got to be on your top game every single night. I mean, save the Buffalo Sabres, who are, you know, still figuring things out and probably going to be that team that you really want to be guaranteeing that you're collecting points against. You know, every single game is going to be a battle. We joked about it the other day, but, you know, had there been more games in the season, we could have seen the Ottawa Senators sneaking into the playoffs. They were really coming alive, and they've got plenty of young, hungry prospects and talent. Like you just said, Detroit making lots of moves. They just brought in Nedeljkovic. And they've got a, you know, the great GM, Stevie Y, running the show there. So expect them to be competitive. There's really no easy games in the Atlantic. And, you know, there's two ways to look at it. You got to get into the playoffs, but you're certainly going to be well prepared if you make it there, because you're going to have played against some of the best teams, and really sets you up if you can make it out of those opening rounds to be in a good spot. So I think there's no question that they have a tall task ahead of them, once again, being in one of the most competitive divisions. But, you know, don't be surprised if they rise to that occasion with flying colors.
Yeah, in my mind, the toughest division in the National Hockey League, deepest division in the National Hockey League. Katie Gause, you know her from the Panthers TV broadcasts on Bally Sports Florida. You know her from FloridaPanthers.com, where she does a great job as well. Katie, we thank you very much for stopping by tonight. We're going to let you go so you can get back into the festivities. It sounds like it's a great time out there at the Lauderdale Yacht Club tonight. So, again, thanks very much for stopping by, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll probably talk to you tomorrow during our draft coverage on day two.
Thanks so much, guys. Good luck the rest of the night. We'll chat tomorrow, no question.
Sounds great. Thanks very much. Katie Gause from FloridaPanthers.com and the Panthers television broadcast, kind enough to take out some time for us tonight.